This is hunting season in Wyoming, and the state is known for its prime elk hunting. But after a series of conflicts with grizzly bears, outfitters and guides say there needs to be better grizzly management in the state. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska explains.
One morning this October, Bob Lagasa and his hunting partner were heading down a hillside near Gardner, Montana. They had spotted an elk herd the evening before, but then...
She pretty much charged straight on, and almost like a football player tackling, paws out in the air, mouth wide open, and came at me.
The elk hunters had encountered a grizzly sow and her cub. Lagasa's hunting partner deployed bear spray, and after biting Lagasa's arm and face, the bears ran off. His arm was broken, and he had lacerations, but he was okay.
That I'm feeling pretty lucky with the amount of injuries that I sustained.
But an outfitter earlier in the fall wasn't so lucky. In September, a guide from Jackson was killed by a grizzly. It's not unheard of for hunters and outfitters to encounter grizzlies when hunting. It's the time of the year the animals are preparing to hibernate, so they're out looking for food. Lagasa has been elk hunting around Gardner for about 10 years.
Grizzlies have associated what's happening in hunting season. A gunshot is almost more of a magnet or a dinner bell. You know, they hear that and they associate it with there's going to be a meal.
Now, a group of scientists is studying interactions between grizzly bears and elk hunters in order to provide possible solutions to hunter-grizzly conflicts. Frank Van Manen is the lead scientist.
What we're looking at is whether the fact that there is a hunting season alone attracts bears. It seems like that is very dependent on the context. A late elk season might help reduce the number of conflicts versus an earlier elk season.
Van Manen says human-grizzly conflicts and grizzly mortality usually spike during the hunting months when there are more bears in the ecosystem. Taylor Ignam owns an outfitter company near Du Bois. He says the presence of bears does make some hunters avoid the area.
You know, I have had hunters that have said, yeah, you're in a grizzly bear area. I'm not coming. I'm not going to hunt there.
But is it hurting the business? The simple answer, no. Outfitters have been dealing with grizzlies for years. They know to take precautions on how camps are kept and how the meat is handled. Cy Gilliland is the vice president of Wyoming Outfitters and Guide Association. He says, sure, grizzlies may keep some hunters away.
But you need to understand the absolute phenomenal demand for Wyoming elk hunting right now. Wyoming elk hunting is unreal. It's just as good as it's ever been. And the sportsmen out there that know that, they'll fill that void.
But Ignam says if the grizzly population continues to grow, there could be problems for the industry in the future. He says there is a solution.
The hunting public and the people in Wyoming that spend time in the backcountry know how many bears there are and, you know, how healthy the population is. And I think that we should have a managed hunting season on these bears.
Wyoming issued a hunting season this fall to manage the grizzly. But before the hunt could happen, a federal district court judge put the Yellowstone Ecosystem grizzly bear back under Endangered Species Act protections. And that outfitter that was killed in September, that happened just 2 weeks after the hunt was put on hold. For now, management of the bear is back under the federal government. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department reports to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on grizzly management. A lot of the information the Game and Fish relays is from conversations with hunters and outfitters. But Gilliland says it still feels like a tug of war, and that's frustrating, especially because outfitters are out in grizzly core habitat.
The industry's figured out how to live with the bears because we live with them more than anybody.
He says that level of interaction means outfitters and hunters should be taken seriously in the conversation about grizzly management. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.